In this bulletin, more than 1,200 migrants become Australian citizens in scaled-down ceremonies. Four people arrested after an Invasion Day rally in Sydney. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal to begin his 2021 season with a clash against Australian Alex de Minaur. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Ceremonies are being held across Australia to welcome more than 1,200 people from 130 countries as the nation's newest citizens. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Governor-General David Hurley were among the dignitaries to attend the National Citizenship Ceremony and flag-raising on the shores of Lake Burley Griffin in Canberra. The event welcomed 25 new citizens to Australia from countries including South Africa, the Philippines and India. Chair of the Australian National Day Council, Danielle Reach, says the 26th of January is a time to reflect, respect and celebrate.
Our nation is made of many people from hundreds of countries. We speak many languages and follow many faiths. To be Australian is to accept and commit to the values we share. Fairness, equality of opportunity, mutual respect, tolerance, compassion, and the rule of law. We also call this the Fair Go.
And today marks the first time in months that some local councils have returned to in-person ceremonies after the switch to online events due to the pandemic. Four protesters have been arrested after a peaceful Invasion Day rally in Sydney, attended by more than 2,000 people. Organisers of the rally had negotiated with police to allow the event to go ahead in the domain and for attendees to be split into socially distanced groups of 500. In response, organisers cancelled the planned march through the city's streets and called on protesters to leave the area after a number of speeches. But New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Michael Willing says a small group of protesters who weren't part of the organised event defied public health orders by moving on to Hyde Park.
As a result of some confrontations, there have been four persons arrested. Two of those persons will be issued with infringement notices and charged, I should say, in relation to COVID breaches. One of those for hindering police and one of those for assaulting a police officer.
And people have turned out in their thousands in other parts of the country to take part in rallies, protesting Australia Day and calling for justice for First Nations people. Around 5,000 people took part in a rally in Melbourne, and large crowds also gathered through the streets of Adelaide and Brisbane, with smaller events taking part in every state and territory. Veteran journalist Kerry O'Brien says his decision to reject an Australia Day honour is about criticising the award selection process rather than tennis great Margaret Court herself. Criticism of the Australian honours selection process has been reignited after a decision to name Miss Court a Companion of the Order of Australia, despite her outspoken views criticising homosexuality, same-sex marriage and transgender people. Mr O'Brien has told NITV he can't accept the Officer of the Order of Australia he has been awarded with this year.
You can explain your position without being damaging and hurtful. I see it in a way as a negation of our right to free speech when we use that to hurt others, consciously or unconsciously. My problem in the end is not so much with Margaret Court as it is with the system that made a judgment that she deserved the highest civil honour in the land, which many people will, rightly or not, take as an endorsement of those views which are so hurtful and so harmful.
In other news, Australia has recorded a ninth consecutive day without any locally acquired coronavirus cases. Three new infections have been detected in hotel quarantine, two in New South Wales and one in Victoria. Meanwhile, residents of Sydney's southwest, as well as seven regions in Queensland, are being urged to get tested for COVID-19 after fragments of the virus were detected at wastewater treatment plants. To tennis, and world number two Rafael Nadal will begin his 2021 season with a clash against Alex de Minaur in the team-based ATP Cup ahead of the Australian Open. Nadal will lead Spain and de Minaur will represent Australia as they face off on the first day of the lead-up tournament at Melbourne Park on the 8th of February. see what the weather's doing tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 25 degrees in Perth, sunny and 27 in Adelaide. Partly cloudy, 22 for Melbourne. In Hobart, winds easing, cloudy, 17 for you. In Canberra, a morning shower or two, 23. A couple of showers about for Wollongong as well, 22. Much the same in Sydney, 25. In Newcastle, showers as well, 26. 32 degrees in Brisbane, where it'll be a partly cloudy day. In Cairns, a possible shower, 31. And rain with a possible storm and 32 degrees in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.